Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're learning today about connections that we can't take for granted, connections especially difficult when money is scarce. Now we're going to focus on a local filmmaker's mode of connecting. It's about bringing audiences up close into the lives of six teens in Baltimore City. The film is titled From West Baltimore. It premieres this Sunday, October 15th, on Maryland Public Television, 6 p.m. It reflects the curiosity and passion of Academy Award-winning documentary producer Susan Hadari of Med School Maryland Productions, which is part of the University of Maryland School of Medicine. She produced the film, and John Anglim directed it. It follows six students, all participants in a university mentoring program, but viewers will see more of what happens outside the classroom than inside. Welcome to On the Record, Susan.
Thank you so much.
Also with us is one of the film's subjects, 14-year-old Shakir Franklin, an eighth-grade student at Green Street Academy. Welcome to On the Record.
Yeah, thank you.
Susan, give us a preview of what viewers will see when they tune in on Sunday.
I think unless you are someone who lives in West Baltimore or works in West Baltimore, you will have a very surprising picture of this very special part of our city, meeting young people who are determined, who are motivated, who believe they can control their own destiny. Quite remarkable to come from this part of the city and still have these amazing attributes.
How did you meet these young people?
I initially started doing a film for the University of Maryland on their special CURE program.
CURE stands for Continuing the Umbrella for Research Experiences.
Correct.
What is that?
That is a program that is funded by the National Institutes of Health, specifically the National Cancer Institute, and its mission is to reduce healthcare disparities. So what they're actually trying to do is to interest students in at-risk communities in pursuing healthcare careers. So they offer mentors and special science enrichment programs. More importantly, they see it as a pipeline, bringing students from these communities into the main stream of life and in preparing them to go to college.
And so you were doing a film about that program and started
and
meeting these young people.
I started meeting these young people and was totally amazed. And rather than just focus on the administrators and the structure of the program, I also wanted to do something that just focused on the students themselves. They were very inspirational.
Shakir, about 7 minutes into the film, we hear you say this.
I don't think that it's fair that we have to grow up before it's our time to grow up, that we can't cherish the moments that we children. I don't think it's fair at all.
Tell us what you meant by that.
Well, when I said I don't think it's fair that we have to grow up before our time, I meant that I don't think it's fair that we can't, like, be what we are, which is children, that we have to learn how to be an adult when, like, I'm still living in my mom's house and I'm not even out of middle school yet. I don't even wash my own clothes, but I have to learn how to go in the streets and how to be a man.
Tell me more about that, because remember, our listeners at this point haven't had a chance to see the film. When you say you have to be an adult, what are the pressures you're feeling?
I have to learn, like, what to do and what not to do, like how to live in the streets of Baltimore the right way, which is like learning with like more than one way to go home, more than one way to talk to people, because, you know, like any wrong move could get you, like, you know, like shot or in jail. So you always have to be not one step ahead, but two steps ahead when it comes to like growing up in Baltimore.
So you're talking about being on guard, both with people in your neighborhood and with police.
Yes.
What do you do as a scholar at the University of Maryland Medical School CURE program?
We learn how, like, disparities, cancer disparities has affected the African-American community. And we also learn, like, job skills that we can use. And we learn, like, a different way the world views us and not just the way that Baltimore views us, so we can be ready for the world and not just like have a Baltimore mentality, but like a global mentality.
Tell me more when you say how the world views us compared to how Baltimore views us. What is the difference there?
Like the difference is Baltimore views us as like you know, it's not that different from everybody else. So we grow up thinking that we're not that different. But once we leave, we see how the world views us, you know, like the world views me as not African American, but as a black person growing up and like maybe like a thug or a hoodlum. And care program, they show us that, but they also show us how the world was supposed to view us, and like things that we can do for the world to view us the right way and not the wrong way.
Things like making a contribution in medicine.
Yes, ma'am.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Shakir Franklin, a subject of the documentary From West Baltimore, and producer Susan Hadari. The documentary will air on Maryland Public Television this Sunday evening. Susan, there could be many approaches to a documentary about West Baltimore. Why did you choose to create it through the voices of children?
Well, I think children see the world in a very special way, and children tend to see without the filters that sometimes older people have, and each one of them has their own impression of what the world is like for them. And so for me, it was just continuing what I've done all my life, is to focus on how the children are seeing something.
And yet when you were describing a few minutes ago and you used the word inspiring, I got the impression they kind of surprised you in some way.
They certainly did. For someone to believe they can control their own destiny, for someone to believe that they can have a career and be whatever they want, and to come from an environment in West Baltimore where children in the eighth grade, only 3 to 6% of them are performing on grade level, for these young people to have dreams and to also know how to pursue them and to find these children and for them to show me and to be able to articulate that they knew that what they had to do in order to get these careers. To me, that was very inspiring.
Shakir, let me pick up on that. You and the other students in the film talk pretty openly about your neighborhoods and your families, and sounds like there's a lot of challenging aspects there. Where do you think this resilience that comes through in the film, where does it come from?
Maybe I feel like it comes from growing up in the streets of Baltimore and knowing how life is. Oh, excuse me, like, what does resilience mean again, Susan?
Resilience means you have the power to overcome.
Yeah. I know from seeing people how Baltimore has affected them, like people that were drugs, and like just seeing them and the way that drugs have affected them, like some of my friends, like the way drugs have affected them, I can already tell that I don't want that to be me. So I can like tell myself basically to do the right thing, and there's people who I know I can go to show me the right path, and I can be a good statistic instead of a bad one statistic.
Susan, are you going to continue documenting the lives of these students?
Yes, Maryland Public Television is interested in a follow-up, and so I want to see, because this year is an important year for all of them to make a high school decision to get into the high school that they want to get into, and this will definitely have an impact on the rest of their lives. So it's another stress that they have to deal with and grow up about at quite an early age.
Shock, you admit in the film spending the better part of 2 years of your academic career in the principal's office.
Yes.
And then later we see you get the CURE Scholar of the Year honor. How did you get from the principal's office to Scholar of the Year?
Obviously, I didn't do it by myself. It was people that every day helping me out. And CURE Program was like a major thing, because for me, CURE Program was just what I needed. Like before that, it was just like regular school. But as soon as CURE Program came along, it was something that I was just like really good at it. So it was something that I knew I wanted to do, and it's something that I needed to do so I could get out of the principal's office. And I was like a pipeline for me to do that.
You also have to confess that the reason you were in the principal's office was because he always knew the answer, and he was always calling out in class, and that was that he was being what was called disruptive in Baltimore schools sometimes because he knew the answer and was too impatient, and so that was the bad behavior that got him into the principal's office. So once he could control that and people admired what he knew instead of punished him for what he knew, he was on his way.
What do you want people to take away from this film?
I want them to love the children of West Baltimore and to know that many of them are invisible. They're kept inside their homes because the streets are dangerous. And when you drive down a block where you see the houses abandoned and boarded up, there's usually one or two houses that are not. There are children living in those houses, and those children are just like Shakir, and they have incredible minds, they have dreams, and we have to find a way to make sure that their dreams can become their realities.
Shakir, are you prepared to be a media star? Are you looking forward to this film being premiered on public television?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot because it can show people the way that Baltimore truly is and not the way that people usually see it on the TV, and give them, like, a way that I see Baltimore and people that live in Baltimore see it versus the way an outsider would see it. So I'm happy to show people how Baltimore really is, the beautiful city, you know.
I'm grateful to you both for giving us this preview. Looking forward to the film. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Academy Award-winning documentary producer Susan Hadari and one of her subjects in this film, Shakir Franklin. The documentary is From West Baltimore. It airs on Maryland Public Television this Sunday, October 15th. We have links to a trailer for the film at the On the Record page at WYPR.org, as well as information for Project Homeless Connect. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.